Blog Talk Radio.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Mondays, you got to go back to work, you got to go back to school. Kind of on Monday, everybody starts their diet. On Monday, I'm going to the gym. Everything kind of begins on a Monday, you know, in people's minds, and that's kind of driven. People don't like to start things, or people don't, you know, like the thought of, like, God, I got to go back and do this again. You know what I mean? So my thing to you is, if you're not happy in your job, change it. Do all the things you need to do to have a job that you love, like mine. I love my job. My job consists of helping people, being on the radio, talking, and just people listening to me and people following me on Twitter. Wait, sometimes I guess a little scary. But for the most part, you know, I love what I do. I love what I do. I love the feedback that I get, you know, from just being an ear to listen and just kind of, you know, allowing God to speak through me with certain words, you know. Am I religious? No, but I am a spiritual person. So I guess I have some sort of religion. I respect all religions. At the end of the day, we all praising the higher power. Everybody got a higher power. So, you know, that's what it is, man. We amped up. I'm amped up. Sis, you amped up?
I'm ready. I'm all the way live, man. It's Monday, man. Let's get motivated.
Oh, man. And also, as everybody knows, we're already on November. And November is the month to be thankful. You know, we got Thanksgiving coming up, and, you know, we need to be in a more thankful and a grateful mindset, especially look at what happened with Sandy, you know, Sandy victims. All these stories that I'm hearing is just crazy, sis. Like, it really gives perspective to my life and the things that I have. Sometimes we complain like, oh, we don't got this, we don't got that, or, but there's people that have absolutely nothing. They have no homes, I mean, nothing, no water, no light, no heat, plain heat, just to keep warm. So, you know, appreciate what you guys, what I'm saying. Let's be thankful this month. Every day, try to be thankful for something. Every day, kind of post it. Let's spread it like gossip. Go up on your postings and just put what you're thankful for, at least once a day. Let's do that. Let's just turn this whole thing around. Also, you know, tomorrow is voting time, so make sure you vote for Obama. I'm sorry. Make sure you vote. Vote.
No, in Florida, says we just saying Obama, but, you know.
I already voted because I did my early voting, but, you know, anyway. Happy birthday. Shout out to South BX Pop. My brother from another mother, and God bless all those that got their lights turned on today. Shout out to Leyland that spent 7 days in the dark and finally she got her light in the Bronx.
Wow.
Shout out to all those in Staten Island, and everybody that's doing their thing. You know, I created, of course, with the help of JC, La Famosa group page, New York City Unites for Sandy Victims, and everybody has come out in full force. I put out the call, and, I'm just overwhelmed by the response, and we've been able to make an impact. We went, I didn't go personally, but I was there in spirit. JC and Jamie R1 and Monique from Amosa and a couple of people were out there. We went to Weehawken, New Jersey. I'm probably saying it wrong.
Hoboken.
I'm going to get calls about it. Huh?
Uh-huh. Hoboken.
It's W-E-E, Weehawken, something like that. See, now you're going to have to make me go look for it. And
I thought you were talking about Hoboken.
No, New Jersey. They went to Staten Island, and prior to them, 2,000 people had already come to give donations. So people are out there actually really helping, you know. And a lot of people feel leery about the Red Cross. I mean, everybody helps how they want to help. I'm a hands-on person. I like to know that the donations that I'm collecting are actually going. And the Red Cross doesn't have too much of a good reputation. Look what they did with the Katrina incident, and they kept all this money, and nobody helped them. So, you know, I'm not downing the Red Cross. There's a lot of good people, and they have done good things, you know. But, you know, everybody's just going to have to kind of weigh out, you know.
Well, I want to say the Red Cross, even being a soldier, like, they really don't really do too much to me. You know what I'm saying, per se? Like, I don't feel that they should do as much money as they've been getting. They should do a little bit more than what they're doing. I mean, people are actually going out there trying to, you know, actually give them. People need blankets. They need heat. They need food. It's a lot of things. And I saw a picture with Obama hugging somebody that went through the whole situation with Sandy, and it's just like, wow, like, you know, he actually cares. Well, you got Romney over there. He up there passing out food and campaigning at the same time.
Come on. But shout out to the mayor. Shout out to the mayor who stopped the marathon. I mean, I thought this was going to go down. I thought they were going to do the marathon. And to me, I think that was kind of like a little slap in New Yorkers' faces. I mean, New Yorkers are strong, but at the end of the day, they're human, you know? And how are you going to just continue to have a marathon like nothing? You're not acknowledging that a hurricane or something big has happened. I mean, okay, yeah, you know, you want to give people hope and keep going. But how are you giving them hope by they standing there watching people run past, you know, their apartment, their house, that have no light and stuff? Seriously? And you want them to enjoy a marathon? And then they have all these generators that could be used for actual people that are out in the street and have no electricity. I mean, I'm just saying.
I heard in New York it kind of got a little bit live, like they were actually riding, because it got real. Like, people didn't have nothing. So, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Yeah, people were fighting. They're still fighting in the gas pump.
Yeah.
You know, gas is crazy to look for gas. People
shout
are driving
out
to Connecticut.
Shout out to Obama for giving them that free gas, too, man.
Definitely.
It was crazy.
That free gas definitely, I'm sure, helped plenty. And but it's still a situation. You know, New Yorkers rely on that gas for everything, the houses to burn oil for the heat and everything else. But anyway, I think we've talked too much. Let's go with some music. Let's go with some Mary Mary. It's Motivational Mondays, y'all, on LushRadioOnline.com. Here we go.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your love so. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Because it ain't going to knock on the door. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You got to get up, get out, and get something. Get a blessing, get a plan, get a clue. How about that? You know what I mean? Some people don't even have a clue. World is just going around them, and they have no clue, no grasp of reality. So people, please, you know what I'm saying? Like, really, you need to really, really doodoo. You know, shit. You know, up in the sky. You know what I mean? Okay. Anyway, so I was going somewhere, but I got 3 IMs popped up at the same time, and it kind of I lost focus. Okay. Here we go. I want to read something that I have sent out yesterday. You know, my inspirational stuff. And, of course, this is Motivational Mondays. It is fitting. So here you go. I tagged it with a photo of the Statue of Liberty overlooking New York City. The picture's dope. I got it from the thousands of pictures that my BFF, D Cuts from Ad Records, be putting through his page all the time. Like, he puts like 1,000 pictures up a day. But one of these pictures really captivated me, and I wanted to write something. So yesterday I wrote, "Be a person with a purpose. Don't occupy good space. Be productive. Make a difference. Lead your children with good examples and be that hope for your friends and loved ones. Life is not fair, but it is how you make it. A lot has to do with how much you are willing to step up and forward through adversity. Lift your head up. Stop looking down. Fight with everything you have, and when that fails, call on your friends or support team to hold you down. Don't give up. Don't give in. Remain in the winning team. I believe in your power. MA2K, your motivator."
Yeah.
Shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people, you got to find a purpose, man. There's got to be a purpose, a hope, because if you don't have that, then you want to sleep all day because you have no purpose and no reason to be up doing nothing. You know what I mean? We have to stay productive and be the best you're going to be at whatever you're doing. You know, if you feel you want to be an MC or DJ or whatever it is you want to be, get up and do things about it every day. Like, get up every day if you want to be a DJ and create mixes and buy records and learn, you know, learn the history. Don't just get up one day and decide you're going to be, you know, a radio personality like me, and then, you know, not, it don't work for everybody.
We got to go ahead and give Emma some claps for that one, man. That was crazy, right there. That was hot.
Yeah.
Your neighborhood motivator right there, man. I'm E2K, baby.
Yeah. Shout out to my sis, my queen sis, Lizette Augusto, who has my queen cup. You know, she's going through things over there in Philly, but yeah, she remembered me, and I'm honored. And she's going to send me a queen cup, a queen coffee cup, so I can have my coffee in the mornings. And that's how she motivated me today. So shout out to my queen sis, Lizette Augusto, going through her stuff, but yet it's shipping me my queen cup so I can be able to drink my coffee, you know, in royalty. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what I'm talking about. You know, I get amped up. I amp up. We just amped up, man. I'm all the way live, sis. It is not a game. I'm amped up. Are you amped up, sis?
I'm all the way live, man. I'm ready. I'm ready to go, man. You know, Rocky Balboa.
I love it. Let's go. Let's go with some Eminem, man, because I am not afraid.
I'm not afraid. Been a ride. I guess I had to go to that place to get to this one. Now some of you might still be in that place. If you're trying to get out, just follow me. I'll get you.
You can try and read my lyrics off of this paper before I lay them, but you won't take the sting out these words before I say them, cause ain't no way I'm gonna let you stop me from causing mayhem. When I say I'm gonna do something, I do it. I don't give a damn what you think. I'm doing this for me. So fuck the world, feed it beans. It's cashed up. If you think you're stopping me, I'm gonna be what I set out to be. Without a doubt, undoubtedly. And all those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No exams or buts, don't try to ask him why or how can he. From infinite down to the last relapse album, he's still sitting. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he shits his bowels out of him. Whichever comes first, for better. I shouldn't have to rhyme these words in the rhythm for you to know it's a rap. You said you was king, you lied through your teeth. But that, fuck your feelings. Instead of getting crowned, you're getting capped. Instead of fans, I never let you down again, I'm back. I promise to never go back on that promise. In fact, let's be honest, at last we laughed. CD was aired, perhaps I ran the maxims into the ground. Relax, I ain't going back to that now. All I'm trying to say is get back to Black Cloud. Cause I ain't playing around. It's a game called circling, I don't know how. I'm way too up to back down. But I think I'm still trying to figure this crap out. Thought I had it mapped out, but I guess I didn't. This fucking Black Cloud still follows me around, but it's time to exercise these demons. These motherfuckers are doing jumping jacks now. I did it for me. Admittedly, I probably did it subliminally for you, so I could come back a brand new me. You helped see me through, and don't even realize what you did. Believe me, you. I've been through the ringer, but taking too little to the middle finger. I think I got a tear in my eye. I feel like the king of my world. Haters can make like kings when no singers and drop dead. No more beat blingers, no more drama from now on. I promise to focus only on handling my responsibilities as a father. So I solemnly swear to always treat this group like my daughters and raise it. You couldn't lift a single single on it. Cause the way I feel, I'm strong enough to go to the pub or the corner pub and lift the whole liquor counter up. Cause I'm raising the bar. I shoot for the moon, but I'm too busy gazing at stars. I feel amazing and I'm not afraid.
Yeah, man, you already know, Holla at Your Queen on Deck, Motivational Mondays, Lush Radio Online. I want to give a big shout out to JP CEO, who's on deck. I hear you. I see you. You're calling in. And, sis, we're having feedback. What are you doing? Why you have it on, sis? Hello. Come on. Come on, we're motivating. Lower that. Come on.
We got feedback. How'd you get feedback from your end?
All right, so it's Motivational Mondays. We do this every Monday. Like I said, we're trying to change the Monday blues. Everybody's always, you know, ready to post. Oh, Monday, boohoo, Monday, boohoo. But actually, Monday is a great day because Monday we start inspiring and motivating, and that carries us out through the whole week. So, and we all need that, especially at this time when all this craziness and all this madness is happening in the world, you know. Sis, tomorrow I know you have an event out there in the DMV area. Talk about it.
Definitely. It's going down, down, down. For all you guys that don't know, Election Day. Yeah, it's actual Election Day. Go out there and vote. But after you finish voting, man, it goes down at Taste Lounge, 1812 Hamlin Street, Northeast D.C., corner of 18th Street and Rhode Island. It's an Election Day. The mixtape, it drops with Stick Smarts, hosted by Bishop Twan, the number one hip-hop host out here in the DMV, also performance by Sherlock. It's $10 to get in, 18 and up. ID is a must. Dress code is sexy. It's going down. Heather actually won the free ticket, and she gets two free drinks, and she sits in the VIP area. She's the winner of our free ticket for the event. It's going down. It's going to be pictures taken. It's going to be a really live event. It's going to be packed, so get there early. It's going down. Picture and video will be taken by Two Chicks in the Camera, Less Radio Online. So let's go, man. You know what I'm saying? Also sponsored by E2K Enterprises, Coast to Coast DJs, Less Radio Online, Heads Up Entertainment, Elite Print. There's going to be a lot of people there, man. It's going to be all the way live. Each and every Tuesday, we're going to be there at Takes Lounge, man. So check that out, man. A lot of things going on this month, man. And look out for, you know, E2K, you know, ME2K, the website will be dropping soon. So watch out. We'll give you more updates on that. So many things going on, man, in November, man. Give thanks, man. You're
right. Yeah. Isn't a politician supposed to be showing up tomorrow at your place? Oh, I'm not supposed to say nothing, right? Okay, mum's the word. Mum's the word. He's going to have to go out there tomorrow. Everybody's in the DMV. Make sure you make it over there tomorrow. Mum's the word. The information is up on lushradioonline.com. The flyers is running all over the Facebook and the Twitter. But if you can't find it, make sure you follow us on the Twitter, Lush Radio Online. Follow us, Emma E2K. Follow us, E2K Enterprise. Or we're Googleable. Go to Google and just type in all these names, such as Lush Radio Online, such as E2K Enterprise, such as Lushy Lush, such as Emma E2K, and all our businesses out there, because this is a world of exposing everyone's business. So be careful what you're doing out there. You know what I'm saying? Because you will be exposed. You know? So just be careful. You know, and for all the Facebook gangsters, be careful, because eventually you're going to have to bump into people in real life, you know, real life, real time, and there won't be no LOLs in person. I'm just saying, you know? So we're going into music. Let's keep on motivating. Let's go outside in the rain, man. See how that feels.
Inside this empty house, you love me.
Just make sure that when you go outside in the rain, it ain't thundering, okay? Just check for the thunder. I'm just saying, sometimes it's very cleansing to be out in the rain, but not when it's a hurricane or thunder or any of that other stuff going on, people. I'm just saying, you know, just try to have a little more common sense. People have lost their common sense. I mean, because people are eyeing me like, what about if it's, you know, thundering? What? Seriously? Yeah, that's what y'all going to do on Motivation Mondays? But I'm not going to let that phase me. You know what I mean? We're going to move forward. Shout out to Fire on Fire Bonita, who's out today volunteering at the Kingsbridge Armory through the Reservoir Avenue entrance. So make sure you go out there looking for 100 volunteers. So if you haven't done anything yet or anybody been affected with Sandy, please make sure you go out and do that. Volunteer your time, and don't necessarily, you don't have to give money if you don't have, but volunteer your time. Shout out to Tammy Feliciano, who's been, you know, every day spreading some information, letting people know, offering jobs. So shout out to her for doing that. Shout out to JC, who's been out there literally collecting stuff, taking it to people. Shout out to all the drop-off points that we have. Shout out to Helen, Tracy, so many of my queen sis who have come out, I mean, in full force and give me not only of their time, but have looked into their closets. Shout out to Tito Graham for doing his part out there in Hoboken. I see you. Shout out to Bill Black and his family for donating in their local church. I mean, it's beautiful. It's just a beautiful thing to see everybody out there. Shout out to John Acevedo, who's out there in Brooklyn at EBC High School for Public Service, 1155 DeKalb between Bushwick and Broadway. He's out there from 8 in the morning to 4 p.m. collecting donations. So if you're out there, make sure you definitely go to John. You know, everything and anything, a towel, toothbrush, toilet paper, like, people are really, really in that need of the simple things. I also, there's been a rumor on a Facebook about FEMA paying people for 7 days and hotel and all that stuff. That is not true. So just to let you know, make sure you go to the FEMA.gov. And see all the whatever they are offering, because it's definitely not no 7 days for $1,000 that's rumoring around on Facebook. So make sure you go to FEMA or any other places that they say are going to give jobs or anything. Please make sure go to their website, double check everything, because people sometimes giving a lot of misinformation. What's up, sis?
I was just saying, you know, I'm just like really happy, like, you know what I'm saying, that a lot of people are going out and assisting and stuff, you know what I'm saying? The crazy thing about it is, like, for a lot of people that, you know, made fun of, like, Katrina, like, you know, a lot of people don't know stuff until it hit them themselves. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people not worried until it hits them themselves. So with Sandy and everything like that, you know, a lot of people are like, you know, they thank God now. Like, it's not a game. Like, it's natural disasters that can happen. And for those people that don't have survival kits yet, I urge you to go get that stuff together now. You know what I'm saying? If we weren't hit with Sandy, because it hit us out here in Maryland, you know what I'm saying? And we thank God we had a little, we had some flooding, and I had a couple of little situations, but, you know, thank God it wasn't as bad as you know, some parts of New York, you know, New Jersey, like, really got, like, it was crazy out there. So, like,
Staten Island, I think, is the worst of all. Yeah.
Yeah, Staten Island. I don't even know how they're going to move that big old boat. Did they even say how they're going to move that boat yet?
No, I mean, they got to worry about other things besides moving the boat yet.
I'm saying the boat, did the boat, like, even land on people's stuff? Like, that was a big
boat.
No,
it just landed on the shore, like, on the sand,
oh, okay.
And it stuck there. So to get that, I don't know how they're going to do that. But, you know, they're taking care of bigger things, so I'm sure that's not going to be a problem. I just, you know, just I hope that their priority becomes helping the people that have no light, no homes, and all that first, you know?
Yeah.
So I just
hope
that's
the
case. Yeah.
I just hope they get released fast enough, you know what I'm saying? Because, a lot of people, you know, some people I call family out there, some people are all right, some people are just have nothing. I mean, completely nothing.
Yeah.
Like, they have to
yeah.
start all over again. And
all
for those
over.
People that didn't have apartment insurance,
You know, and the thing, I implore you people too, like, I have minority people, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we get like, oh, I don't need that insurance. I don't need this. Please, if you didn't do it this time, get insurance on whatever. Even if you're in a room, get renter's insurance. Get house insurance, man, and read your contract, because situations like this, at least you can get something back. You know what I'm saying? Please.
Yeah, it's definitely crazy. Motivational Mondays, though. Don't let someone who has a bad attitude give it to you, okay? Tell them, take that and put it where the sun don't shine. You're not going to pass me that. Motivational Mondays is what we do, Lush Radio Online, Lushy Lush, MA2K. We're ready. Let's go. Radio's on. Where you get motivated by?
Yo, Emma's all the way loud today, man.
I'm turned up. Sis, I just want to say I'm thankful that you're in my life. I'm starting the thankfulness for today. Today, I'm definitely thankful that you're in my life. I'm thankful for my family and friends. And, you know, I'm thankful for God allowing me to see, you know, and restore the faith in people. You know, sometimes you go through life and you're like, can people really be that selfish? Like, do people really just think about them? Why are people not more considerate? And then things like this happen where it kind of restores your faith back. Where it kind of lets you know, wow, there are angels walking amongst us. And they actually still are good people, you know. And that motivates me. That kind of fuels me and my cup runneth over just to know that. And I just want to tell you, sis, I love you. I'm thankful you're in my life. And, you know, and I'm not going to cry. And I'm not going to make you cry. It's motivation. We got to be up all the way. What are you thankful for, honey boo boo?
Yo, I want to say thank you first of all, you know, for that compliment. You know, I'm not trying to be emotional this morning, not trying to, you know, start crying and stuff. When
yeah.
That. But you know, I definitely have to say that I am very, very thankful. I sent you some flowers to your text message to your phone.
Oh, you see what I'm saying? I'm just fired. And then you wonder why I get fired up. Like, come on.
Yeah, but I just want to say, you know, I'm very thankful, like, deep down in my heart. Like, y'all don't understand. This woman right here has sacrificed a lot, done a lot for a lot of people, changed a lot of people's life, and she motivates me all the time, and she's a good person. And I don't know what I would do without Emma. I think she keeps me balanced and stuff, you know what I'm saying? You know, no homo, you know what I'm saying? If I was a dude, I would be marrying her right now.
Oh, my God.
But you know what I'm saying?
I still don't know. But anyway, that's another story for another day. Motivation Mondays.
I'm thankful for Emma. I'm thankful for her. I'm thankful for, you know, her children. I'm thankful for her family. And just being who she is, and I don't want her to ever change. I'm thankful for God giving me life to breathe, that I'm able to help people. With even, like, the smallest bit, if I can do it, you know what I'm saying? I'm thankful that he blesses me to be able to help people. I thank God for my daughter, my angel. Like, she's, like, my everything. Like,
my princess.
And, I mean, without her, I don't even know if I would still, you know, be living right now. So I'm thankful to her. I'm thankful to just everybody that God has blessed in my life, that's made a change or taught me more things about myself. So, Just you know what I'm saying? I'm thankful that, you know, my family and people, just, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people that I know made it through this, Sandy. And I'm thankful that, you know what I'm saying, I'm passing my classes and I'm balancing out my life with all this stuff on my plate. And he gives me the strength to continue to do what I do. And I thank you for Lush Radio for us helping people, you know, through our words, through our motivation, through, you know, our activism. Just thank you to everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And go around today and just text somebody randomly. Just go on your phone and be like, thank you. You know, just the word thank you is so powerful. People don't know how powerful that word really means, you know, and the power that it has. Because for you just to tell someone thank you for no reason out of the blue while they don't expect it is a gift. You know what I mean? It's actually a gift because people want to be acknowledged. Everybody just want to know that they matter, they care, that you see them and you can see them, you know, that they're there, that you have acknowledged their presence. So a quick thank you. Don't cost nothing. A smile. Don't cost nothing. A smile and a thank you together. Forget it. You are like the woman or the man. You know what I mean? Because it doesn't really take much. It really doesn't. But I'm going to turn it up with live, sis, and I'm going to dedicate something to you. And get your tambourine up. Get your tambourine up.
Get your tambourine on. they loving us. That's real been the shit that they talk about. Damn, it's the words that come out their mouth. She looks good, always without a doubt. Ask for it, she back and caking out. Come on. Crazy well, that was the plan. They was waiting for me, wasn't ready for this. He got the game sold up, no one's talking about this. So yeah, I know you wanna fight it, but why would you try? We got him shaking everything from the hood to Dubai. Yeah, we do a big man, why would we lie? Come on.
1, 2, 3, everybody.
Yeah, I'm shaking down the town. Get the picture, picture. I'm moving on the floor, gotta love that. How she keep it going on, gotta love that. To the beat like a pro, know you love that. She can shake it to the flow, gotta love that. Get your ass on the dance floor, dance on the dance floor. Move them out the way if they ain't doing it how you want yours. You ain't got the ass, keep giving more. Don't need my permission, y'all heard what you waiting for.
Shake the tambourine, Motivational Mondays. Let's start it up. Let's continue it all week. Text somebody, let them email them, you know, do whatever signs you need to do out your window, balcony. Just thank somebody today. Just walk past by them and tell somebody, thank you. No reason. Let's just do that. How about that? You know, we quick to flip the finger and flip the bird to somebody, you know, out in the street. So why don't we just let's flip the whole thing around and just thank somebody today. How about that? Let's just go crazy. Let's go ham and thanking people today. I think that's a good thing.
Man, I don't know. I just got to say, man, thank you for that song because I was in here busting a move. Hurry.
You know what I'm saying? Because right after this, I got to go to the gym, so I'm trying to add myself up like, You already know I'm going up there after.
Girl, you know, the other day, right, you know, I was in the, they had fitness day at the school because we were all motivating the kids, you know, to be healthy and stuff, man.
Yeah, I seen that.
I'm in there with Boots, and I'm sitting there doing the Zumba and stuff with them, getting my little exercise on real quick. I said, okay, let's go.
I seen that. Yeah, that was hot. I thought that was hot. I got another one for you, though. You know, and it's for my boy. Definitely a friend to the show. He's always motivated and always amped up. Vicey Vice with his earthquake, man. Let's go right into that.
Hey.
I'm begging for a fraction of your satisfaction. I'm feeling for some action. take a picture of that.
Earthquake, yeah, I like the way you do it. Make it bounce, clap, table till it's shaking the town. Mama, don't stop, dancing till the dance floor's cracking. Feeling it like the demons and the walls coming down. Earthquake, yeah, I like the way you do it. Make it bounce, clap, table till it's shaking the town. Mama, don't stop, dancing till the dance floor's cracking. Feeling it like the demons and the walls coming down. Yeah, you're repping who you are,
who you are.
Girl, catastrophic, you're as sexy as your name. Showing haters how you blow in competition out the frame.
Go ahead, girl.
Now do your thing and give me just a little.
Go ahead, girl.
Get on the floor and spin like a tornado. Honey dropping like an avalanche. Body don't you need it. And guarantee that apple bum is hotter than Bonita. She's an
earthquake.
Make sure follow us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. We're Googleable. If you're scratching your head and you're like, wow, I wonder where, you know, where I can find them on Facebook and where can I find them on the Twitter, just go to Google. Google is simple. Put in all the names and, you know, we pop up. All our business is going to pop up. You know what I'm saying? The government is heavy on everyone's business. Be careful. Tread lightly. Tread lightly. Tread lightly. Okay. Don't forget to vote. Tomorrow is voting day. Don't forget, Obama needs your vote. I'm sorry. Vote. 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 I love you anyway. I thank you for voting. I thank you for those that registered for the very first time. I just want to say my son for the very first time voted. And, of course, the vote went to Obama mama. So, you know, we got the youngins in here voting, and he was excited about that. I was excited. You know, we got his vote. Everyone that registered, and if you registered too late, you know, it's never too late. Just register, you know, you'll be ready for the next time. But be involved, you know what I'm saying? Stay involved because all this affects you. It affects more the younger generation, to tell you the truth, because we're already living this, but what's about to happen or could happen, or the changes that can go on is really based on the younger generation. So make sure that you teach your kids well, you know, teach them how to register themselves. Speak about what's going on, the policies, the laws, you know. It's a lot of people that are out there breaking the laws that they don't even know that a law exists. So, you know, learn your laws, man. If you're going to be, whatever you're going to be good at, whatever you're going to do, just be good at it. Whether, even if it's, I'm not promoting nothing negative, but if you're doing it already, at least learn your laws. You know what I mean? Protect yourself and learn your laws. Whew. Okay. You cannot rebuke a devil. You continuously grant access to your life. Ooh. I'm going to say this again. I don't think people heard me. You cannot rebuke a devil. You continuously grant access to your life. And And that's by T.D. Jakes Ministries. I just want to let you know that. I'm going to be posting that because that's a bam if I have heard one this morning. So that's what it is. Don't complain. Don't complain about the devil being in your life if you grant the devil access, daily access. Shut him down. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
shut them down? How do you shut the devil down? How do you shut that voice?
Don't allow him in.
There you go.
Don't allow him in. Don't give him that power.
Slam that door right in his face so he could break his teeth. I'm just saying, I'm not promoting violence. I'm just saying. I never promote violence. I'm a peace. I'm all about peace. But don't get it twisted. Remember, I represent the Bronx. I throw my W's up when I need be. Not promoting violence, I'm just saying. Motivational Mondays! All the way up. I'm about to head to the gym. Fierce Nail salute to everybody doing their thing. Queens, I see you. La Tere, I see you. Lynx, I see you. All my curvy, foxy, murder mommies, Queens Divas. I see all of y'all, my queens worldwide. Salute to y'all. Don't forget the Queens Lounge tomorrow from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. I'm going to be talking about voting. Call me. Tell me who you voting for. Obama? Is it Obama? I'm just saying. Are you voting for Obama? Okay, call me tomorrow at Queens Lounge, LushRadioOnline.com, baby. This is how we do.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's end it with, you know what? I want to hear Earthquake again. Let's go.
Hey, yeah, hey, oh, 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 hey, yeah, hey, oh, oh, hey, yeah, hey, oh, oh, hey, oh, hey. Earthquake, yeah, I like the way you do it. Make it bounce, flash, wiggle to the shake in the ground. Mama, don't stop, dance to the dance floor, second. Feel it like the demons and the walls coming down.
I'm having an impact, now I'm itching and scratching. A physical reaction that comes from attraction. I'm begging for a fraction of your satisfaction.
Go ahead, girl.
Get on the floor, spin like a tornado.
Money dropping like an avalanche.